Hey, hello, and welcome back. I am Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Getting to Clarity show. This is the place where you come to get the tips, tools, and techniques that you need to make more of an impact in your leadership with less of a sacrifice in your life. And today we are talking about tips for emerging leaders. Five tips to be specifically for emerging leaders to set healthy boundaries and avoid burnout in their leadership and their life.
Welcome to the Getting to Clarity podcast,
the place where busy leaders discover how to create more success in their leadership journey with less sacrifice in their life.
Here's your host, Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity.
So, navigating the stages of your career as an emerging leader, a lot of times it feels like you are trying everything. You are just trying to keep afloat in a sea of endless tasks and responsibilities. You say yes, the lines get blurred between personal and professional life, especially when you are wanting to make a good impression, to be seen, to create that visibility, and you're working really hard to get ahead. However, maintaining a healthy, dare I say, balance is absolute, not just for your own well-being so that you don't get burned out, but for sustaining a long-term career success streak. Okay? So healthy work boundaries are your guardrails. They ensure that you protect your time, that you are staying in your lane, you are moving towards your goals, and it protects your energy while giving you a sense of purpose. Okay? Because we want you to be fulfilled as possible in your career and beyond. And healthy boundaries are essentially the guidelines that we set for ourselves to ensure we're not overcommitting. They help us to maintain a clear distinction between our work and our personal life, allowing us to dedicate time to recharge and reduce work-related stress significantly. So without these boundaries, the path to burnout becomes all too easy to tread. You are just heading there. And for young professionals, setting these boundaries early can be a game changer, both personally and professionally. So here are some strategies tailored to help you establish and maintain these healthy boundaries. So first and foremost, embrace the power of no. Learning to say no is key. It's about understanding your limits and not overloading yourself with more that you can handle. And you can tell when this is happening because your body will, you'll feel the stress in your body. So this might mean that you decline additional projects that don't align with your career goals, or that you step back from non-essential meetings or non-essential tasks that can eat into your productive time. Remember, every no to unnecessary commitments is a yes to your well-being and having a clear focus on the priorities that matter so that you can make a clear impact in your career, in your department, in your leadership. Next, prioritize your personal growth. Your early career as an emerging leader, as a young professional, is prime time for personal development. So identify opportunities that contribute to your growth outside of work as well. So maybe you're attending workshops, maybe you're engaging in advanced education. And as a well-rounded person, you are pursuing hobbies and interests outside of work. Okay, make sure that these activities that are important to you are non-negotiable parts of your schedule. These are written in ink. And it not only enriches who you are, helps you to be more authentic, but it adds to your life and it also adds to your professional capabilities. And here's what I mean by that. When you are a well-rounded individual and you have a well-rounded perspective, anything that you have done in your life, in any area of your life, has information that can be transported, translated into what you do at work. So seriously, if you decide that one of your hobbies is cooking and you're going to take a cooking class, there is going to be something in that class that is going to be applicable. What you learned there will apply over here as well. Because if you're learning as a human being, you're the same person that goes to work, the same person at home. So learning is learning, whether it is personal or professional. Next, I want you to leverage technology wisely. We have so much technology available to us. Digital connectivity is just off the charts. It's everywhere. And setting boundaries with technology is a blessing and a curse. So technology can help you be more effective, but technology also needs to have a boundary around it. So what are the technologies that you can embrace that will help you put in that clear line of delineation between work and home? So maybe there are tools and apps that list, you know, they limit your access to work-related communications outside of office hours. So for instance, do not disturb. That's an easy one on your iPhone or on another phone. I can't even think. I've always had iPhones, so I can't think of Samsung or whatever phone you tend to have. But even, you know, do not disturb and airplane mode can help you disconnect from work. And then you can be more focused on quality time for personal interests, for relaxation, for family, whatever the case may be. Next, consider cultivating a supportive network. People help you. Let them help you. So surround yourself with mentors, with people that you work with, who you respect, that you admire, and who understand the importance of work-life integration. I said balance before, and that's a hard word to come out of my mouth, because from a linguistics perspective, balance is hard. It's more of an integration or harmony. Not every area of your life is weighted the same. So it's not that work is as important as life, that they are equal. Sometimes, you know, things are happening and going on and they have to shift. So find people who have gone through maybe what you're going through. Having a supportive network at work can help you navigate challenges, can provide guidance on setting effective boundaries for you and what it is that you need. And additionally, this network can offer insights and ways of thinking about things and advice as you progress in your career. They can help you shortcut the process. So that's a big one. Next, I want you to consider investing in self-care. Self-care is not just a buzzword. It is not selfish. It is necessary. It is about you taking care of you. And this is something that you need to do and is necessary for maintaining mental and physical health. Whether it's engaging in regular exercise, what do you like to do? To run, swim, walk, yoga? Do it. Put it in your calendar. Practicing mindfulness is something else. Every morning I get up and I start with just time in silence by myself to be mindful. Maybe it's simply enjoying activities, hobbies. But whatever it is, prioritizing self-care is essential. And consider spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Make sure that you are, from a physical level, you're going to the eye doctor, you're going to the doctor, you're getting your tests, you're monitoring your blood pressure, that you're doing what you need to do to be able to take care of you. So mentally, that you deal with the things that are on your mind, you give yourself thinking time. Emotionally, that you are dealing with the emotions or the baggage that you're carrying around, that you're not repressing emotions. That spiritually, you're connected to something that's bigger than you, whether that's God, the universe, the collective, whatever it is that you call it. These are all part of your self-care, and they can help you let go of things that no longer serve you. They can help you decompress and return to work with renewed energy and focus. They help you elevate. So setting healthy boundaries, it might seem like a soft skill and something that you don't really need to do. And maybe as you start doing it, it's a little overwhelming because there's a lot to think of because you've never been doing it in the past, right? But especially when you are eager to prove yourself and you are putting in the time and you are putting in the reps in your career to create that credibility and visibility, establishing these boundaries early sets the stage for where it is that you want to go. Whether that's personally or professionally, start small, Be consistent. Build. Start with one, and then one boundary, and then create another. Once you've got one underhand, you can create another. Once you've got those two underhand, you can create another. Don't try to do it all at once. But gradually, you'll find a harmony that works for you. And as you continue to navigate in your career, remember that clarity in your personal and professional life is a key to success. So if you would like more insights and strategies on achieving clarity, setting boundaries, and other resources to help you make a bigger impact in your leadership and life, then head on over to www.debbiepetersonspeaks.com. And until the next time, here is wishing you the clarity that you deserve so you can make the impact that you desire to make. Take care. I'll see you soon. And bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast with Debbie Peterson.
If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
To learn more about how you can bring Debbie and her transformational clarity leadership strategies to your organization, visit DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com.